Friday morning, October 9th, at the White House. Michelle and Barack wake up to the news that he's won the Nobel Peace Prize. He buries his head in the pillow and groans. She rubs his back. Barack, she says, this is just what the doctor ordered. Ha, he says, don't talk about health care right now, honey. I'm stunned. I mean, how can I live up to that kind of standard? The Nobel Peace Prize, we're talking Martin Luther King Jr., Elie Wiesel, Albert Schweitzer, the Dalai Lama, Lech Walesa, Mother Teresa, for God's sakes. I've got 2.5 wars running. Our defense budget is bigger than the gross national product of many small nations. I can't seem to stop the snowball. It feels like an avalanche. And the voices, they're getting to me, Michelle. The right, the left, everybody's talking trash about me. Baby, listen. Listen to my voice, she says. I know who you are. I know what you can do. You are the President of the United States, the first black man to hold that high office. That itself is a demonstration of peace. All your hard work, dedication, and dreams are examples of peace. That's the truth. Here, she wraps her arms around him. She says, see, this is peace. It's simple. It's elementary. Barack tears up. He says, even if I try to change these war policies, you know, they're going to kill me. They're already threatening to kill me for trying to change the healthcare system. Oh, honey, we all knew that when you took this job, that would be the risk. I'm scared, he says. Yes, she says, it's all right to be scared. Everybody's scared. But you know what the antidote is? What? Courage. Well, that's what my mother says anyway. Besides, Michelle says, I'm thinking of pulling a Liz Estrada on you if you send any more troops to Afghanistan. Just then, Sasha Malia burst into the room and jump on the bed. Peace prize, Daddy, you won. I know, sweetheart. What's wrong, Malia asks. I don't know. I don't know if I deserve it. What, Malia says? What are you talking about? You won it because you can do it. Yeah, Malia says, look what you've done already. You gave the whole world hope. That's a big deal. And what about Lilly Ledbetter and the Freedom of Information Access and talking to other countries instead of bullying them all the time? Honey, Michelle says, you have to realize the people of this nation are ready to grow up and use diplomacy to solve conflicts. Yeah, says Sasha. You taught us never to raise a hand to each other. That's right, said Michelle. No hitting. Yeah, Daddy, just like you tell us, and raise us to be peaceful. Just tell your generals the same thing, or give them a time out. Imagine, Daddy, just imagine, if you get out your special pen and make an executive order, yeah, Dad, just think how happy all the kids in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Palestine would be if you had said, oh, war so last century. Yes, Sasha chimes in, everybody would be dancing the streets and hugging and laughing. Barack, says Michelle, I think if you ask the American people, they would stand with you, march with you. Let's tell the whole world to come out and march for peace. Yes, yes, shouts the kids. It would be huge. We can get the Jonas Brothers. Sasha becomes very quiet all of a sudden. What's wrong now, honey? Well, I'm mad. Well, what are you mad about, her father asks. I'm mad about George Bush and Dick Cheney. Ew, cries Sasha. Yeah, gross. It's just not fair. They made this huge mess. And it's like everyone blames you. Yeah, says Malia. What a mess. They are evil. Okay, girls, just calm down. We'll have a peace march, okay? Okay! When, Daddy? Well, what do you think, Michelle? Well, how about Thanksgiving? Wow, yeah, that'd be great. Well, that'd be so cool. We could all be grateful for peace. Yeah, that's what happened. Friday morning, October 9th, and if you'd like to encourage the president to live up to his Nobel Prize and think of all the children, not just his own, you can always call 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. This is Sharon Glazer Love.